is, may have hit bottom this time. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. Let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. The bottom line is, don't look at the appearance of things to judge spiritual matters. None of you would do that, right? The rest of this chapter is about the fruit or the reward of keeping the Sabbath. Now, they're not talking about the argument whether the Sabbath is on Saturday or whether it's on Sunday. But the essence of the gospel of God is revealed in the Sabbath. So let's see some more of what he says. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. The burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. Now, if it wasn't for the mercy of God, we would not be gathered, because we are the sons of the stranger. Now, the whole mystery here is that something to do with the Sabbath and a name. From the time that we began having self-awareness, we are searching for a name. And if we're born into a prominent family, that's bad from God's standpoint, because then we tend to want to keep the name and protect that name. The name that he's given us is an everlasting name. It's critical that you understand that from the very beginning of your life, in this parable, you have been searching for a name for you. You've tried all kinds of things to find a name. You attempted to find a name by heritage, by education, by accomplishment, by a million things. and yet none of them satisfied. None of them, all of them were time dependent. The question is, do you now know your name? Remember that, go to Genesis 32. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. Excuse me. Remember that Jacob never used his name. For 20 years, Jacob never used his name. He called himself son of somebody. Remember that you cannot know your name until you first admit your name. Jacob, the word Jacob means the way of the serpent. You cannot know your name. Your name is intimately tied to your destiny. You cannot know your name until you admit your name. The one thing that happened to me at the instant I became a believer was I knew that I was the chief of sinners. I knew that I was the Antichrist. I knew that everything about me, every aspect of my personality, every ounce of intelligence, every thought that I had was the instead of Christ. I knew from the very beginning that I had been a usurper in the temple of God. So before anything could happen, I had to admit to God that I was of the way of the serpent. Now, I didn't know those exact words then, but that's essentially what I admitted to God. I said, whatever this man is saying, if it's true, and if you exist, then this is what I want, and I don't care what it costs me. I had spent an entire lifetime trying to find a name, or trying to have a quote-unquote good name. Nothing worked. The question today is, are you ready to admit who you are so that you can receive the everlasting name? Are you ready to admit that there is no aspect of you, that you have, how you have defined yourself, how you have named yourself from the very beginning of your life, that has any merit or worth? Are you ready to admit that all your ideas of the way things should be, that all your judgments about people, that all your ideas of what could happen to you tomorrow or the next day? Are you ready to admit that all those, everything, is from the wrong source? It's from the curse. wrestling with Jacob. It says, and Jacob was left alone. Now, you have to go through this alone. This is probably not the first time that the angel was ready to wrestle with Jacob. But all the other times that the angel was there, Jacob had to go and do his own thing. He had to go and identify and still try to find out his identity, his destiny, his name. But Jacob now was left alone. He had no more defenses. He had nothing left to protect him in his mind. He had no more imaginations or false identities or false images of himself. He was left alone. unless you do this, unless you understand this, then all your attempts at God stuff and spirituality and anything you do is less than the flower and the weed out there that's blowing away. Oh, but I'm sincere. I'm really trying to do the right thing. I just want to understand. Now, you just want to avoid admitting your name. You just want to avoid admitting that you're the chief of sinners. Anybody have any response?
Yeah, I do. This reminds me of that infamous Adrian Bilal hot seat that I had where nothing, absolutely nothing, could break me until I write, until my name was brought up. It was associated with the guy who jumped the spear and tried hard to finish him off. But somehow that totally broke me.
I love that word, potentially. Not getting there. Seat down. You were wise enough to catch it, though.
Wasn't Jacob on the run at this point, too? And like all his little trickster stuff.
He'd run out of tricks. He'd run out of devices. That the angels think. Because if you can admit that, then you will always, God will always bring you home. I've reached a point in my life and in my physical condition where I am less than interested in talking to anyone who doesn't know that. I'm less than interested in having intellectual discussions about the meaning of life and God. I'm less than interested trying to help somebody have a spiritual circle jerk in their mind playing with the meaning of Scripture, are wearing the doctrine as jewels to try to attract somebody. There isn't any more time for sincere questioning. If you're going to go sincerely question something, you're in the wrong place. This is a place to die. This is the place where you die to yourself because you've run out of options. The only thing that this place can offer is an arena in which others know what you're going through and will not abandon you. But other than that, this isn't a place to soothe over broken egos. It isn't a place to help you realize your potential. Gathering. That's the meaning. Gathering those that will not pollute his Sabbath. And remember, his Sabbath is Jesus Christ. What happens on the Sabbath? Remember, there are 46 death penalties. Violation of the rules of the Sabbath. I promise you, you've broken every one of them. Sabbath isn't about whether it's on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. The Sabbath is a person. It's Jesus Christ. Are you ready to stop polluting the Sabbath? Listen. So he's gathered all those that are ready to stop polluting the Sabbath. Then all ye beasts of the field, they come to devour. Yea, all the beasts in the forest, everything against everything is against. The beasts of the field here are just a parable for the people that are in the name of God but are acting as out of their own senses. They're called brute beasts. Purpose of the brute beast, God's purpose, is to devour. Listen to the description of those brute beasts. There's watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber, yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. The deception is total. Greedy dogs that can never have enough. Self-seeking to save your marriage. Self-seeking to save your job. Self-seeking to save your life. Self-seeking to gain anything. All under the guise of Jesus. Up your cross, to stop the incessant lunacy, each one to his own way, greedy dogs that can never have enough. Don't you think God is getting tired of you polluting his Sabbath? Come to his holy mountain. Enter into his joy. Leave all of the other behind. We need to have the baptism here pretty soon. Can we still do it, your brothers? Of the stranger to join themselves to the Lord, to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer. Any response?
You feel like, you know, you come off that holy mountain for all kinds of reasons. I mean, if you're on the holy mountain, you're joyful. I mean, that's what you just said. And sometimes, you know, when I'm not there, when I'm, for some sincere reason, I've decided to worry about something. I come down to some other place and sit around and worry so I can go back up on the mountain. It's like, stupid. Just stay on the mountain.
All the parables, the New Jerusalem, the mountain, on the mercy seat, under the wings of the cherub. He is seated. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is seated. If you're standing in his presence, it's a death penalty. Stay at rest. Stay in him. If you're still working it, still trying to get it right. Still working it. Then that reward will be reckoned grace will be reckoned not as something wonderful and good, but it'll be reckoned as more and more of a debt. And the reason is because you're polluting the Sabbath. So anybody that doesn't understand me? Betty is in here. Sincerity is a sucking on a menstrual rag.
See you later.
Nice sleeping thought.
This was the last thing that we read. Tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. And it's like that's the whole, you know, in every way. Every day, and it's getting better and better.
Becoming a better and better person.
Little phrases, you know. That's, but it's in the mouth of the evil.
It's all from the curse. It's all from the source. It's all still trying to have a name. Because somewhere deep inside you, you know your name, and you won't admit it to anyone. Anybody else?
Talking about this, the part about trying to establish your name, it makes you think of the obituary, your obituary name.
Working hard all of our lives for our obituary would be. Yeah.
So you can have more than one of those little thingies, so you can have a real story about you. That's how the paper does it, besides whether they're going to write a story, is whether you've ever done anything.
That and pay for it.
Huh?
Yeah,
No. I'm not talking about the story in the thing. I'm talking about you pay for that,
yeah.
But I'm talking about what
on
they write.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the obit page.
You mean they never have like a big long story about some lady who is just
a lady.
Always, you know,
hung out.
Kind.
No.
but never did anything. That useful stuff.
Everyone should subscribe. Give away 10 subscriptions. All righty, take it big guy.
Pray for Darden this morning. I have to speak with the director of media relations at the Church of Scientology.
He doesn't have to. He should just ignore it.
You need to record it.
No, just tell him ignore it.
No, record it and write about it.
Why do you want to talk? If he wants to see what's the call, so he can call. He doesn't have to email.
Called every number he has.
Oh, I thought you just got the email.
No.
She called every number he has, left messages and email.
Oh, okay.
The
only thing I knew about was the email.
Polite way, saying I'd very much like to speak with you.
Very much like to speak with you.
Before we destroy the
company. They didn't say that.
No, they're very nice.